We had another so-so report on the economy today. The government says that the unemployment rate in August fell 0.1%. That's a good thing. But also that the economy at the same time lost 93,000 jobs. Here to explain this contradiction and give us the details from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles, Kai Rizdahl. Kai, make sense of this. Can you? The unemployment rate is down, but the economy is losing jobs.
Exactly. It helps, Alex, to know that, first of all, there are two actual unemployment surveys. One is called the Household Survey, where the Labor Department goes out and talks to individuals in the workforce. That's the one that gets you the percentage, the 6.1%. The other is something called the Establishment Survey, where they ask businesses how many people they have on their payrolls. That's the one that gives us the figure of 93,000 jobs lost. There is something of a bit of a disconnect there. And yes, we have been losing jobs for a long time. If that's what you think you've been hearing the past 7 months, the economy has lost jobs 7 months in a row. As for which one's more important, let's do what I do, which is go ask the experts. We talk to a guy every now and then named Mark Zandi. He's chief economist at economy.com.
At this point, I would put more faith into the payroll number. So the decline in jobs is probably a better representation of what's going on than the decline in the unemployment rate.
You know, there are a couple of other things that might help in trying to figure all this out. One is that the government says 500,000 people just flat stopped looking for work. They're called discouraged workers because they think there really aren't any jobs out there for them to begin with. Also, the manufacturing sector once again took it on the chin. They lost more than their share of jobs last month.
So these conditions, this is why people keep using this phrase, jobless recovery.
Exactly. Unemployment is the big glitch in the economy. And here's what the phrase means. If you take kind of a macro look at things, especially some of the numbers that came out this week, the economy looks pretty good. Business spending is up in a lot of areas. The Federal Reserve says regionally the economy is doing pretty well, but people just aren't getting back to work. You don't have a job. You don't have money. Obviously not a good thing. Here's Mark Zandi again to play it out for us.
I mean, we can take encouragement in the fact that retailing and vehicle sales and investment spending are up, but none of that's going to last very long unless we see some job creation pretty soon. Consumers are just going to grow tired and unwilling to spend unless we see some job creation.
And the catch there, Alex, is that consumer spending accounts for 2/3 of the American economy.
What's it going to mean for the rest of the year, Kai? We've been hearing analysts say for a while that the second half's going to get better. Well, we're almost halfway through the second half.
Right. The thing is that unemployment reflects what's happened in the past. So there is some hope that the fact that these numbers that we had this week and that we get regularly are more of a present-day indicator, and so there is some hope there. We will have more, of course, on unemployment figures from the Marketplace newsroom today, and we'll have the Week on Wall Street.
Thanks very much, Kai Rizdahl of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. They join us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.